For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill. This is Ag Insight. I'm visiting with Pat Westhoff, the director of the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. Dr. Westhoff, glad to have you on Ag Insight today.
Glad to have the opportunity.
Now, at the end of April, FAPRI released its updated baseline. The annual report comes out every March, but every now and then there's new updates that come out. And this one that came out at the end of April took into account the trade disputes that have flared up over the summer, especially over soybean exports. Dr. Westhoff, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we still have a substantial amount of U.S. exports, but it's at a much lower price than we would have had otherwise. China will not be importing many beans from the United States this next year, which means we have to be able to sell our beans to other markets as possible. And those will probably come at a discount to what we would have had otherwise.
Now, we're looking at the marketing year average dropping considerably than what you had projected in March.
That's right. We're looking at a season average price for the 2018-19 marketing year of $8.73 per bushel for soybeans. That's substantially below the level we would have seen back in March. The difference is partly because of these trade disputes. It's also partly because of the larger than anticipated crop we appear to be in line for in 2018.
And it's looking like with this dispute that's flared up, we're seeing the prospect of this lingering, even if we get a resolution in the fall in terms of what could be planted next year.
That's right. If we have the kind of prices we expect to be having, and if people do not expect future trade compensation to be tied to what people produce in 2019, we could very well see significant shifts in acreage next year. We currently project almost a 5 million acre drop in soybean acreage planted in 2019, with about 2 million acres more going to corn and 2 million more acres going to wheat.
Also looking at what you've got projected for those crops, corn and wheat, we're actually seeing an increase in their marketing year average.
Yeah, it's one positive feature of the outlook. We are seeing a bit stronger than grain prices than we might have thought possible. Part of it, though, is because of reduced crops overseas. In the case of corn, the South American crop harvest in early 2018 was smaller than anticipated because of drought and other problems. And in the case of wheat, weather problems in Europe and in Australia have limited the amount of competition from those other competing exporters. So that combination has given us a short-term boost in prices. Longer term, of course, depends where markets go, where yields go in the future here and overseas. But if we snap back to something more like trend-level yields, we would expect prices to remain somewhere around the levels that we're projecting for 2018 and subsequent years as well.
Now, one other area that's been getting a lot of attention this year has been the renewable fuel standard, notably the small refinery waivers that seem to be something that the previous EPA administrator liked to hand out like candy during trick-or-treating. Well, with a new administrator in EPA, what can you tell us about the prospect of ethanol production?
Well, I won't predict what will or won't happen in policy going forward, but if we were to keep in place the sorts of waivers that have been granted this past year and future years as well, so that the effect of our effective renewable fuel standard is less than the stated amount. We are looking at lower levels of ethanol consumption in this country than we projected earlier this year, so that does constrain ethanol use of corn and also means a little bit lower corn prices, a little bit lower prices of ethanol than we would have had otherwise.
Going back to trade, another area which has been impacted by trade have been hogs. This report, of course, came out before the increase of African swine fever being reported in China. What are you seeing in terms of live hog prices heading into 2019?
Yeah, we were looking at hog prices that would probably remain below $45 a hundredweight for some time here in front of us. For comparison, that'd be the lowest annual average price we would have had since 2009. Supplies are very large, and even though export demand has not been all that bad, other than the markets that have tariffs, it's just really tough to convince folks here and around the world to consume all that pork that we're producing.
And cattle prices, you're also projecting a decline over the next 3 years.
Likewise, we're at the same stage of the cattle cycle where beef production continues to increase for a couple more years, even though we're probably starting to level off in cow numbers going forward. Additional supplies of meat in general are such that we're going to have people consume more meat than they ever have before in order to keep demand for all the livestock products as strong as other producers would like it to be.
Now, in spite of these prices staying rather low for cattle and live hogs and milk, you're actually forecasting an increase in consumer food price inflation.
Yeah, consumer food prices do rebound. We've had a couple of years where, we've had actually declines in the cost of food that people consume at home, something that, hasn't happened in forever. So now we are looking at least a little bit of an increase in 2018 and 2019. But still, the overall rate of inflation of food is comparable to or less than the overall rate of inflation in the economy. So it's not as if we're talking about a large increase in the grocery store prices compared to prices for all other goods and services that people buy.
Now, are we looking at something other than inflation being a factor into the price inflation index changing?
No, that's probably the single main thing. Again, if you think about the food we buy in grocery stores, especially the food we buy in restaurants, you know, the primary cost of that food is not the farm value of those products, but rather the things that happen after those products leave the farm gate. And wages are an important part of that. And with wage increases, running in the 2-3% range, and maybe even a bit higher over this next year, you know, that's going to put some upward pressure on prices, not just for food items at the retail level, but for all the goods and services that we buy as well.
Now, we're conducting this interview ahead of Wednesday's release of the WASDE and crop production reports from USDA. Is there anything in particular that we should be keeping our eyes out for when these reports come out Wednesday morning?
Well, the most obvious thing, of course, is taking a look at the production figures that come out. Are they more or less than we had last month, more or less than trade expects? Because that'll have a lot to do with what the price outlook is. I'll be watching carefully to see if USDA makes any changes in their estimates for China, obviously, but also for some of our competing exporters. You know, will that cause us to have even more challenges on the export front and maybe open some new opportunities?
Pat Westhoff is the director of the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri, our guest on Ag Insight today. We thank you very much for the conversation.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And for Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.